Taylor Swift and Matt Healy are heating up, and we've got all the details.
Maddie Healy
dislike for her hanging out with Maddie Healy.
Maddie Healy has a dark past.
I don't know if you are familiar with those "I hate Maddie Healy" t-shirts that are going around.
Taylor Swift is confirmed to be dating controversial the 1975 frontman Maddie Healy. As one would expect, the internet has been in a frenzy. What makes this particular relationship so noticeable is its pertinence to current political discussions. Healy has been known to purposefully perform or publicly talk in provocative and offensive ways in the name of satire. In this song, Healy references various illegal acts and describes a combination of political events across the spectrum. However, when performing on stage, Healy has been known to do a Nazi salute as part of the satirical act. Unsurprisingly, many people had a problem with the open display of an anti-Semitic gesture. A quick look into his history is riddled with problematic situations. Maddie Healy apologizes for comment about sexism in hip-hop. Maddie Healy apologizes for offending Ice Spice. One of his more recent offenses involved a series of racist comments about popular rap star Ice Spice. And finally, another headline titled, "Maddie Healy, I Am Pretentious and I Am Not Apologizing." For fans of Taylor Swift, her decision to date someone of such a reputation brings a hefty amount of shock. Various social media sites are filled with criticisms of both artists and calls for Swift to cut ties with Healy. Pretty white flags, cleaning for that cash, thinking it'll save ya. Now you switching up your behavior. It's okay, baby. You ain't gotta worry, karma never gets lazy. So I keep my head up, my bread up. This song, instead, was the response. Earlier, we heard Karma, a recent hit song by Swift. What just played was the Ice Spice remix, released today, May 26. Now, Swift and Healy have not commented on the current outrage, and fans have been left to protest online. Many feel that the new remix is simply a PR stunt to cool the anger of the public. Here's what Northwestern students have to say about the issue.
If what somebody says is considered to be racist and told to them that that has had negative effects on people, and they double down on it and they don't apologize and they don't try to learn from their mistakes, that I kind of have a problem with. I mean, I think that's just something to like kind of, I mean, again, it's the context of it. I don't know exactly what he said or what was happening, but yeah, if he has done this same kind of behavior continuously and people have told him to stop and he defends himself rather than try to change or like address it, I mean, that's not great.
Made him canceled.
Don't like him.
I ended up talking with Ella and Lily, two sophomores who let me interrupt their studying for this interview. At what point can people separate art from artists? Should said artist be problematic? Should separating art from artist even be considered? I asked their thoughts.
Well, there's degrees of it, and it's all about the context. I mean, of course, if there's an artist who's alive versus no longer alive, and they're physically, like, financially benefiting from you paying for their art, then that's different than somebody that's no longer reaping those benefits, like, for one. And then also it's kind of like, how bad was the thing that they did? I mean, there's pretty big degrees of doing bad things, so.
Lily brought up another interesting point about celebrity controversies.
People kind of forget about them really quickly. I think especially, like, I remember when it came out that, like, Taylor Swift had the most carbon emissions of, like, any celebrity, and everyone was pissed, because that's, I mean, obviously, like, that's a big deal, a thing that people care about. And so it's also, like, my question is also, like, people being upset, rather than, like, the validity of it, it's, like, how long is that going to last for? And if it should last for a long time. Because obviously if she's like seriously associating with someone that's like actively is racist and has like a negative impact on people in general, like that's a problem. But my concern with these types of things online are kind of like, how long is it? How do you really hold people accountable?
For now, we will just have to wait and see how events unfold. For WNUR News, I'm Max Milo.